3 American workers are shot and killed in an Afghan hospital. Crimean Tatar refugees get a taste of hope. And China takes on a new identity. We'll take a closer look at these stories and more in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul confirms an Afghan security guard shot and killed 3 Americans at the Kir International Hospital on Thursday. Officials said the 3 killed were doctors there. 2 others were injured. It's the latest incident in which Afghan security forces have increasingly targeted foreigners. Kir International spokesman Ben Martin tells us.
The shooter, who was not an employee of Kir, has been identified as a member of the security detail assigned to the hospital, shot himself after the attack. He was initially treated at the Kir Hospital and has now been transferred out of our facility into the custody of the government of Afghanistan. No patients or other staff members were injured. Kir International has been serving the Afghan people since 2002 and began operating the hospital in Kabul in 2005 at the invitation of the government of Afghanistan. The hospital is focused on maternity and pediatric care and serves 37,000 patients each year. At this time, the investigation is ongoing, and we are working closely with authorities. Kir International remains committed to serving the Afghan people. Please join us in praying for the families of the victims and those affected by the shooting, as well as the ongoing peace of Afghanistan.
But there's another part to Kir International. Their mission? Healing the sick and proclaiming the hope of Christ. Stay tuned as this story unfolds. We'll post the updates on our Facebook page and at our website. Next, one ministry is living up to their namesake. Vision Beyond Borders is taking Bibles beyond the borders of more than 15 closed countries around the world. Founder and director Patrick Klein shares his hunger for the gospel.
Every time I open the Bible, it puts everything back in perspective that it's not about me. It's all about Jesus. I want to get that word around the world to those that are hungry for the truth.
If believers are caught smuggling Bibles into closed countries, their punishments can range from fines to imprisonment. And that's why prayer is so important.
As people pray, we believe that God is opening the doors and even putting people that believe in Jesus Christ, putting them in customs and helping us, just waving us through customs.
Get the full report and find ways to pray, give, and go at missionnetworknews.org.
People are searching for the truth. And I believe as Christians, we need to be ready to give an answer for the hope that's within us.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Worry dogs the steps of some 20,000 Crimean refugees taking shelter in Ukraine. Most fled their homeland when Russia took control in March. Russian ministry Schools Without Walls students recently brought a message of hope to the Crimean refugees in Kyiv. Armed with household items and Gospels of Luke, they let families know that there's life beyond the present in Jesus Christ. Read the full story at our website and pray peace for the Crimean refugees. And experts predict that China will soon be the world's most Christian nation with their growing hunger to know Jesus Christ. Does that surprise you? Well, we spoke with Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China concerning Bible accessibility.
Where people can't afford them and don't have the ability to go to a place where those Bibles are, we feel it's our obligation and God's mandated us to put Bibles into the hands of the people that have no way of receiving one.
So here's what you can do to help.
The future of the Christian in China is not we Westerners going and providing that answer. The answer exists in China. We just need to resource them with God's word, because a real move of God is taking place in China that everyone should really be thanking God for.
Their spring trip is already full, but teams are forming for the fall trip. If you'd like to give or go, go to our website.
We are celebrating with that Chinese community believers, providing them scriptures and celebrating and thanking God for the opportunity of partners that have seen the tremendous change that takes place in the gift of a Bible.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How do you get children to understand the needs around the world and have a heart for missions? Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids to pray for kids. Get a free copy for a young person in your life by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.